It's really hard to give a thorough shiur about this. Because every time you say something, is it like X or is it like Y? It would take us at least a week to unfold what X is. And at least a week to unfold what Y is. So think of the shiur as providing general coordinates. As opposed to, for example, Kesef, it was a little bit easier for us because we built two models of Kesef. The model of Kesef of the Sma, Kesef Piron. The model of Kesef of the Taz, Kesef Kinyan. They seem pretty different. We didn't have to explore that much. They were very, very different processes to pay something or to just provide a symbolic act. And we wanted to know, is Kesef Kedushin like Kesef Piron? Is Kesef Kedushin like Kesef Kinyan? So we explored Shava Kesef, we explored different types of Kesef. So we didn't exhaust the sugyas of Kesef Kinyan, Kesef Piron, but we had our coordinates. We had a pretty sharp sense of what Kesef Kinyan was. Pretty sharp says it Kesef Piron is, and we were gauging where Kesef Kedushin lands. Today, our X's and our Y's are going to be these huge continents that we can only land on the beach and get back on the ship. We can only start to think about what's on this continent, what type of animals, what type of First Nations. We can't visit them. We can't spend the summer eating corn with the Indians. We can't. We don't have enough time. We have to just get back on the ship. And we're not really going to learn that much about Shtar, because when we come back, almost all of our conversations will be about Kesef. Some of them will be about Kedusha in general. But that's why I want to take the opportunity, since it comes up on Daveh anyway, that's where we are, to elaborate a little, just to dedicate one shiur, and then we'll finish up the end of the week with Chuppah and Nisuin, and that will give us a nice little panoramic view, and then we'll start to get into the more nitty-gritty details on the Daveh Amud Beis. So let's start the shiur today, but think of it as a shiur of just giving some perspectives. Well, is it this? Is it this? You'll see what the thises are, obviously. It's a great shiur methodologically. Learn how to read a sugya. But it's going to be very hard for us to reach hard and fast conclusions. Let me find my shiur, first of all, before I start. A lot of papers here. Okay. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Daf Hey Amud Aleph. What is the Makar for Kedusha Shtar? Just to review, I'll give you the Mitzvah review sheets at the end of the week. There was only two Shirim last week. One on Kedusha Bia, one on Kedusha Bito. I'll give you the four sheets of Mitzvah by the end of the week. What is the Makar for Kedusha Kesef? Let's start again. What?
Kesef,
Kikach. Kikach is one Makar. And what's the other Makar? V'yatza Chinam Ein Kesef. Okay, why do we need both makars? Just basic knowledge. You need v'yatza chinam ein kasef, because if you just had v'yikach, you wouldn't know. Father gets it. If you just had v'yatza chinam, you'd think that somehow the woman can be involved, either giving the money or saying the amir or Rashi tells us. We'll get back to that. Rashi tells us to speak about amir. Okay, what's the makar for kiddushe bia? Depends who you ask. If you ask Rebbe, he'd say. If you ask Rabbi Yochanan, he'd say, well, Asbal. And we talked about how those makars could reflect different modes. I spoke to a boy who learned Kiddushin with me, I think 6 years ago. He's now in YU, in Nicola. He said, oh, you're learning Kiddushin. Did you talk about Bu'ul Asbal versus Uvala? Remember how you turned those two makars into two different ways to view Kiddushin via. What's the makar for Kiddushin Shtar? This is an easy one. No two makars. There's only one makar, the real makar. What's the real makar? The Yatzav Haiseh. Which Gemara talks about that? Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Okay, so this is a pretty easy sugya. Nothing to see here. Gemara says, "Uminayin Shaf B'Shtar." Gemara tries to derive Shtar from Kesef, but Kesef has Kedushin producing capacity that may be stronger than Shtar, as proven or as evidenced by what? What shows that Kesef may be stronger? What? It's a nice svara, but Poldin Ekdeshi also Meister Sheni. So if Kesef can do Meister Sheni and Shtar can't, maybe Kesef can do Kedushin and Shtar can't. So we have to fall back on Makish, Havaya, Leitzia. Remember Meta Lamdus, these are very resonant lines. We compare Gittin to Kedushin. Remember one day when you're in your 30th year of learning, you can think about how the Yeah, you need a lot of information to think about that, but this is the starting point. Makish Havaya Leitzia, the same action that can produce, that can discharge, can also produce. Of course, in the end, it's going to come back to haunt us. Because what's Havaya concerned with? Oh, the same Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. And he's going to answer the Shtaris is still different, whereas the Kesef is not. Maybe we'll get back to that. Are they different functionally, the Kesefs? Are they different? So as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing to see here. Remember, you want to find the problem and then solve it with ideas, rather than just build ideals out of thin air. Never know a problem. Now, which Amara started to probe, well, how literally should I compare Shtar Kiddushin to a get? Which Amara, who do you want to invite into this room first? I'll give you a hint, he's a Baal Tshuva.
Rish Lakish.
Rish Lakish. Right. Good for our service to make Tshuva. We learn Tshuva from the great people who perform Tshuva. So you call Rish Lakish into the room. Rish Lakish wanted to know, well, how literally should I compare a Shtar Kiddushin to a get? What factor did he probe? Do you need to write a Shtar Kiddushin?
Lishma.
Okay, now obviously the big elephant that just walked into the room, it's very tight now. You feel very tight. To properly understand this, we need to know how to understand the din of Lishma, and that's an entire zman of Gittin, so we're not going to do that now. But it seems like Rish Lakish, that's more or less his probe. Assuming Lishma, certain things, we want to know how close is Shtar Kiddushin to get. Let's read the Gemara carefully, Daf Tesem and Aleph. Bar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Shtar Erisin, Shekasvu, Shelo Lishma, Mahu. Now here Rish Lakish introduces a new factor. I would have thought that maybe the question is pivoted only on one variable. How literally? So if I were, let's say, in Rish Lakish's room, and Rish Lakish had asked Talmidim, what do you think the question is? I would have said, Rebbe, I would have said, Hayim Makshina Lagamri or Lo Makshina? How literally? This is how I'm presenting it. I know some Rishonim actually read it. Not my Chiddush. What does it sound like Rish Lakish is really doing? It's not just a one variable inquiry. There are two variables. On the one hand, you may need Lishma because Makshina Vayaletzi, compare it to get. On the other hand, you may delete Lishma because no. What do we call that? Makshin Havayis Ladani. So that's the Chiddush. Okay, I can live with the Chiddush. I'll talk about the Chiddush in a moment. But so far, I don't see anything new here. So far, the nature of a Shtar Kiddushin is based on what's the template for a Shtar Kiddushin? Say it, two letters, starts with G, ends with T. Get. Nothing here. Nothing new here. Rish Lakish is asking a question. I would have thought it's, well, how literally to compare it. Yaakov is a tree, or Yaakov is Rachamim. We have those like deep analogies or soft analogies. Okay, another way to say it, or maybe another idea, is maybe there's another factor here. Once we derive Shtar Kiddushin from Get, maybe we could bring over certain halachos. We saw this once before. This is our second exposure to Makshinan Havayos Ladadi. Where else? I mean, in theory, an interesting book report, an interesting term project, we're going to line up all the Makshinan Havayos Ladadi in Shas. Where else are we seeing Makshinan Havayos Ladadi? That we transfer halachos from one mechanism of Kiddushin to all the mechanisms of Kiddushin. Ksuvos Ayin Dalid, about which halachos?
Oh, what's it called? Shliach.
Right. Well, not Shliach, but
tonight.
Tonight. In theory, you shouldn't be able to be Mekadosh and Isha with a Tanai. Why shouldn't you be able to be Mekadosh and Isha with a Tanai? Because you can't be Mekadosh and Isha through Bia.
Shliach.
So Bia is non-Shlichos. If it's non-Shlichos, it's non-Tanai. Or it says, no. Even though Bia is non-Shlichos, you can still be Mekadosh or woman Bia with a Tanai because Makshin and Habayos La'dadi. So we've seen this before. We saw them explore. We saw the Ram. We saw the Rashi. We're going to talk about it today. But as far as I'm concerned, the world remains simple. The template for a get is, or for a Shtar Kiddushin is,
get.
How literally do we compare Shtar Kiddushin to get? That's one way to say the question. A slightly different derivative is not how literally to compare it, but we have this other factor of homogenizing Darchei HaKiddushin. Let's homogenize Shtar Kiddushin and delete the Lishma. Kesef doesn't have to be Lishma. Who knows why Kesef doesn't have to be Lishma? Who remembers the Ran? What does the Ran say? Why does Kesef not have to be Lishma?
Well,
It's not about the
value. You can't make value lishma. So kesef is lishma. Now Gideron said the opposite. Maybe you can't then transfer from kesef. Kesef is not lishma for technical reasons. Maybe shtar should be lishma. But we could talk. We'll get together. We'll sit down. We'll talk. We'll work it out. Yes, Dolly.
Why does no one say what Rava says? Come by begirishin, by begirishin, come by begirishin, by begirishin.
I'm going to say it in a few minutes when we get to Rav. Okay.
Gemara does it, though.
Rish Lakish does it. Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara takes us to the next level. Wow. Well, first of all, what's the Gemara's maskana? Do you need a get, do you need a shtar kedusha l'shma or not? What wins out? Makish havaya l'tziro or makish havaya l'dadi? Tesam and beis. Makish havaya l'tziro. Therefore, the psak is you have to write a shtar kedusha l'shma. Either because the analogy is a tight one, and or the Bakshina Bayis Ladavi is partial. Again, this is very, very high level learning to line up all the questions of Bakshina Bayis Ladavi and Shas and decide. But for our purposes, you'll see where this is all landing. We now know that Shtar Kiddushin is based on get and only get, and I have to say it the third time, a get and only a get and only a get. How much? And then how much? The Gemara is another question that I didn't show you. I don't want to confuse you too much, but we'll read it together. The next level question is the how much question. The Gemara says, Itmar, Kosvu Lishma. So now you wrote the Shtar Kiddushin like a get. But she didn't ask her. You just wrote it on your own, unilaterally. Kosvu Lishma v'shalom midaita. Well, on the one hand, if I'm trying to base it on get, then it works. When a husband writes a get, he writes a get l'shem ha'isha without asking her. So this is looks like it. Looks like it, smells like it. On the other hand, when the husband writes a get, he's the makna. A kiddush, she's the makna, maybe you need her das. And now we're getting a little more fancy, a little more subtle, das makna, maybe we'll talk about. But it seems like the whole conversation is around one and only one choice. I only have one choice for Shtar Kiddushin. What's that only choice?
Get.
Very good. Now, I can nibble away at that by saying the analogy isn't that tight. I can nibble away at that by saying there's some other factor that overrides, to homogenize, I want to make everything the same. As far as I'm concerned, the sugya ends. It's only one factor. There's get. And Shtar Kiddushin is based on get. And it has to look like get. How much? Do you worry about homogenization? Now let's take a look at Rashi, and we'll start to see this other paradigm starting to emerge. Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Hadar Pashta, Testament Base. Hadar Pashta, you know what the Gemara's conclusion is? I'm reading the conclusion because you don't think about homogenization, and you only think about get, and the analogy is very tight. Hadar Pashta, the Yatzeh V'Haisa, the answer of Rish Lakish, when Rish Lakish finally reached his conclusion, you know what Reish Lakish's big chiddush to his Talmidim was? Guys, you should know the Makor for Shtar Kiddushin is again.
That's what you said, no?
Yeah, wait a second, we need that already. What was the question? The question was, how much is it like that? Do we worry about homogenization? It sounds like from Rashi that Reish Lakish's question that day in Bavel was not, oh, by the way, Shai, you should know, there's only one address for Shtar Kiddushin, it's get. How far do we take it, based on the internal logic or based on homogenization factors? It sounds like Reish Lakish was really asking, do we base Shtar Kiddushin on, or do we base it on something? If we base it on get, bada bing, bada boom, you need lishma. If you base it on something else, you may not need lishma. He said, by the way, Tamina, as far as I'm concerned, you base it on get, you need lishma. Hadar Pashte, he came to the conclusion, you should know we learn it from get. Was that ever the question? Was that ever being pro? Was that ever uncertain? It sounds like from Rashi, this is not the simple read of the Gemara. It sounds like from Rashi that was under debate. What is the Makor for Shtar Kiddushin? What is it based on? Well, if Reish Lakish may or may not have been asking that question, what is a Shtar Kiddushin based on? Who seems to have been asking that question? Who seems to have felt that a Shtar Kiddushin is not based on a get, but possibly based on something else? And that the whole Makish Havaya Liyatziyat Tzali is not saying, by the way, Shtar Kiddushin is built on the logic of get. It's a Torah saying, by the way, look at my fingers. Just like you can use a shtar to divorce a woman, by the way, you can use a shtar to marry a woman, but for different reasons. It's a just like rather than you can extend the logic and the structure and the efficacy of a get to shtar kiddushin. Makish Havaya is a Torah winking. By the way, you see this thing called get that I'm talking about, Bar Shkitei Tzei? You can also use it for kiddushin if you wanted to. But for a Torah, who seems to have, and this is the core of the shiur. If you get this, you get the methodology of the shiur. The rest is just going through the reps, not just, but who am I talking about?
Rav
Zera. Very good. What's Rav Zera's question? Someone synopsisize Rav Zera's question for me. The Gemara tells us the language of a shtar kiddushin. The Gemara says, Daf Tesim and Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, b'shtar ketzah. And again, for right now, let's assume this language of the shtar, this syntax, is universal. Not just when you marry a basa ketana, but when you marry a regular woman. So when you marry a bita ketana, you say bitcha mekudeshesli. When you marry a regular woman, you say harayat mekudeshes halacha. Right now, we're trying to talk about why the Gemara, this brisa, talks to Afka Bakidushi Abbas, but right now, let's just assume this is a universal articulation. Tana Rabbana. B'shtar ketzah, kasev ala niyar, ol acharis, afa b'shem b'shem b'puta, bitcha mekudeshesli, bitcha meresesli, bitcha lilintu, harisim mekudeshes. Okay, great, I've got a syntax. Let's go home. We have a makor, we have a syntax. Move on. Kadima, as we say in Hebrew. Viter in Yiddish. Move on. Forward. Maskifla, Rebbe Zera bar Mamal. Ha lo damya, hai shtar ala shtar zvini. This syntax is deviant from a shtar hakna. When I sell you my land, or I say, Sadan b'chor l'cha. The makna writes here. The kona writes. Hasem mocha kosev lo hacha baal kosev bitcha mekudeshesli. Rabbi Zera, who cares? Who cares if this shtar kiddushin doesn't look like a shtar mechir? Why do I care whether the shtar kiddushin is a shtar mechir? What's it to you? What's the makor for a shtar kiddushin? Get! You want to ask me, does it look like get? That's Reish Lakish's question. We'll see that later. I can find it looks like get in some ways, because the Baal writes in both cases, and like in the other way. I can talk about it, but the whole pivot should be get. Why are you so worried? Because the shtar kiddushin doesn't resemble a shtar mechira. Now I'm waiting for someone to come into the room and say, what are you talking about? They're different. I want Rava to be my hero. I want Rava to tell him, what are you talking about? The gap between a Shtar Kiddusha and a Shtar Mechira is, can you not do a Shtar Mechira? I'm not sure if Rava ever says that. But before we see what Rava says, because he speaks in codes, let's at least try to climb into Reb Zera's question, into Reb Zera's mind. Before I answer your question, Didi, what's Rishon helps us climb into Reb Zera's mind? What did he think?
Rashba.
So that's our roadmap for today. First, we're going to climb into Reb Zera Bar Mamal's mind in his question. What was he thinking? And we'll see how the Rashba understood him. And I'll say, well, okay, now that we see what Reb Zera Bar Mamal was thinking with his question, okay, but at least Rava came and made order, right? Rava said, what are you talking about? Maybe he didn't. Did Rava also agree with Reb Zera Bar Mamal? At least the way the Rashba will explain him? Or did Rava say, you know what, really, you're right. Fundamentally, I structure a Shtar Kiddushin or a Shtar Mechira. But the syntax is different for secondary technical reasons. You see where we're heading with this? Ultimately, our question is going to be, is the Shtar Kiddushin, does it work like a get, or does the Shtar Kiddushin work like a
Shtar
Mechira? Now, those are two big continents. Go understand how a get works. Go understand how Shtam Bechira works. I'll talk a little bit about get. We'll see three nafgaminos. But that's our little snapshot for today. The Torah writes, Makshin Avai Yitzia. Does that mean that a Shtar Kiddushin has the DNA of a get? A little more of chromosomes, a few less chromosomes. Vishlakish, how many chromosomes? Maybe you take out a chromosome to make it look more like Keza, but it's all get pivoted. Or is this Torah saying, by the way, you can use the Shtar Kiddushin just like. You can use the Shtar get. But it's not going to work like get works. Yeah, totally different thing. It's going to look more like a Shtar Mechira, maybe with slight differences in the syntax because of different sucking or different indicators, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to climb into the head of Reb Zera. We'll then try to listen to Rava, and then we'll see three nafkamins. Okay. Didi and Ephraim, and then we'll move on. Yes?
So we can say that this kind of argument ties back into what is the essence of Kedusha versus Yishu versus Kinyan.
Yes, at higher level. Correct. Ephraim.
So we're done right now.
Okay. So let's read the Rashba. Let's take out our Rashbas. Or open up your sheets if you haven't. Take your sheets out. Here's our Rashba who asked this question. It's an obvious question. I mean, it's obvious because I've learned the Rashba before. Now, by the way, interestingly enough, in the Rashba, it's not Reb Zera Bar Mamel, it's Ravina. Just if you saw the Rashba inside, just change it. Ravina is a much more well-known Amar. So that's Ravina. It's an important question. So he says, Ulziti Kashali. Dianan, I wrote all the name of cards, right? Dianan, Shtar Kiddushin, Mishtar Gerishin, Yalfina, Mivi Yatsav Aisa, Vavishtar Mechar. Umaiko Makshinan, Vaholo Dami, Lishtar Zvini. Vishaklinam, the Tarina, Mikiikach, Korbe Kiakiach, Vanan Kiddushikasip, Pilachur, Kiikach. Vishli Lomar. Devadai. Now listen, when the Rashba writes this, it sounds like he's not just writing it in Ravina or Zera Bar Mamel's mind. It's not like this is, he takes this as creed. Devadai kidushay shtar migerish in Yalfina. Yeah, you're right. If you ask him for the Makar Tzali, there's one answer to that question. Yeah. Miu ikra kidushin midin kniyahu. Kidushin is always a kinyan. Uvakula kicha sheyachabu. And it's not just a kinyan by kesef, it's a kinyan by shtar. Or kula tanina miknes, the kivan shakain. Af kinyan shtar kiddushin. Hava le lemelef mekinyan shtar zvini, the alma. Ma'asa makne kose by shtar, from the makne writes, so to the woman she writes. Af hava le memo shichtava makne, the woman. It sounds as if, Didi, as you're saying, that if they all work through kinyan, then the mechanism of a shtar kiddush should be haknad and similar to shtar makna and not like a get, which is something else, presumably not kinyan. Ramban says it slightly differently. It seems as if the Amorayim were circling this question. Okay, we don't have Reish Lakish speaking to Ravina or Rava. But I'd be really fascinated to have that Chavrusa and Shemayim get Ravina in the room, or Zera Bar Mamel, Rava and Reish Lakish, and say, is this what you're talking about? I mean, it'll take many, many hours, because they could say, no, there are layers that I'm not telling you yet, but there's another way to read this Rashba also, a more subtle way. But this is the starting point. And now the question becomes, what did Rava say? We know what Ravina thought with his question, and we know what Zera Bar Mamel thought with his question, but what did Rava say? Did Rava say, no, they're different, they're totally different. What are you doing comparing a shtar kiddushin to a shtar mechira? It's apples and oranges. Or did Rava say, you know, they're the same, they're apples and crab apples. I can tell you why the language is different, but you're right. It's the same. Shtar Kiddushin works like Shtar Makna, but you just have to write a little differently. So first Rava tries to, let me just shut it. First Rava tries to differentiate them by what? Psukim. Nomenclature. How they refer to. And the processes refer to. Not so much the nouns, but the process. How is the process of Kiddushin described?
Kikach.
Well, what does that mean? It is... What does Kikach mean? It's...
Baal-oriented.
Right? Everything comes from the Baal. And how is Kenyan described in the famous chapter of Yirmiyah? Anyone know the chapter of Yirmiyah, Lamed Beis? What's happening in Yirmiyah? What, Reuben? Right. He's buying his field back while Yerushalayim is falling apart. While it's falling apart. Sign of Geula. Purchasing land in Israel. Okay? I read this chapter 30 years ago and I bought land up north. So far hasn't moved. I own land up north. This is my Zionist move. I buy land up north. I still own a little farmland up north. A little piece about the size of the Shkufna. Okay. Me and Yerbia. Okay. Yeah. You don't just do things for money. What?
These land is big, like
for a
Mitzvah
pulling
land.
We'll see. One day I'll be your landlord. Okay, I'm here to Hashem. Can't wait. Okay, get out. Okay. That doesn't work because even though Kiddushin is described as Yikach, Baal oriented, and Mechir is described as Yiknu, Lokeach oriented, even though using Amar not Yikach. Hasam and Yan Dekrab Achamin. Hasam Ksevu Machar. I'm sorry, Machar Meachuzasa, not yet Yermi, or Machar Meachuzasa. It sounds like it's Mocher oriented. Whereas Kiddushin sounds like it's Baal oriented. Mar says, wait a second. It says in Yirmiyah Lamed Beis, not just in Parshas Bahar or Machar Meachuzasa, but it says in Yirmiyah Lamed Beis, that is because of Yiknu. Yiknu is Lokeach oriented. So maybe it should be written by the Lokeach, not by the Mocher. It says, Yiknu, you can read Yaknu. It says because of Yaknu. It's not the simple read, but you can read it that way. Tanakh doesn't come with that, so Yaknu. So you can read it some Mocher. Well, wait a second. You read Nakiyikach, but Kiyakiyach for the woman. So basically, the Gemara challenges Rava. There's nothing in the Psukim describing the nouns that help you. Nouns, the verbs actually, verb yika. Some of them are nouns, some of them. There's a lot of lumbness here, but I don't want to open up that box. And we're describing that process of the object of the Sefer. So Rava can't prove anything from the way the Torah describes the process of buying land with the shtar as opposed to the process of marrying a woman. Presumably with a shtar, even though Kigaf doesn't talk about a shtar, but we learned it's also a shtar. So El Amar Rava, now we see something amazing. El Amar Rava, what does Rava say? What does the word Hilchasa mean? Oh, really?
It could just be Hilchos Medina.
Okay, slow down, Kimosabi. What's the big chiddush here? What's the big takeaway
really
from this?
It's really
the technical problem.
What may Rava be ripping up? If he has a lacha Moshe Sinai in his corner, what? Go big, think big. What may he not need whatsoever? Such as? Maybe if you asked Rava. Rava, what's the mekor for Kiddush Shtar? That's how I would read it. Jared Seth tells us, right? Because he's having a heart attack. That is Rava, that's really Gemara Daf Hey. But that's a simple reading. It's Alacha Moshe Misinai. And for Alacha Moshe Misinai, he tells you how it works. Tos doesn't like that. But once I break away from Makish Shavai Yitzia, I'm free to Beis Shtar Kiddushin on Shtar Hakna. I no longer have to finesse my way through that Makish Shavai Yitzia, through that Get Kiddushin connection. I now have a Makor, potentially, for Shtar Kiddushin that's completely autonomous from Makish Shavai Yitzia. Now we're going to climb down from that statement, but if you were just reading the Gemara, that's what you'd say. Everything is Alacha Moshe Misinai. A, that it works. B, how you write it. Now, I don't have to. I can still say Alacha Moshe Misinai was based on that. I don't know what Hashem told Moshe Arzinai. But I'm no longer tethered to that Magash Abayi Leitzia business. How do I solve it? Is it really a get? Is it not a get? Now, what's the lesser way to read it before Tosfos? Because Tosfos is so bothered by this, he moves to an extreme. What's the lesser way to read this? Not Tosfos, but what's the way to still say that I base Shtar Kiddushin on get, or I learned it from get at least, but
the language.
The Lechem Moshe Messina tells us which language to use. What's the source for Shtar Kiddushin? Get.
But
I write it a little differently than I would write a Shtar Mechira. But then why do I need a Lechem Moshe Messina to tell me I write it differently from Mechira? It's get. If the Lechem Moshe Messina is telling me which language to write and that the language is a little different, it sounds still as if that the baseline for Shtar Kiddushin is
get.
Then why would I need a Lechem Moshe Messina to tell me the language is different?
Because get is also a makna.
I think because get is a makna. That's why I need it.
Hey,
which Rashba is that? Why the Gemara didn't ask about getting the
Chachila?
Yeah. Okay. Hard to know. To me, I just have a Lechem Moshe Messina. I can have a Lechem Moshe Messina telling me basically it works like Shtar Hakna, not like yet. And we'll see the differences later. Obviously, assume there are differences in the way it works. But even though it works like a Shtar Hakna, the language is written a little bit differently. It's hard to know. But one thing I don't have Rava saying, oh, what are you talking about? Shtar Kiddushin going through Shtar Mechir. I don't have Rava saying what I'd like him to say. I would like Rava to have an easy answer. Oh, they're different. It could be that's what Hachasa means. But it can mean a lot of things. It can mean anything, basically. You'll see what Tosfos says. And it doesn't even mean Alecha Moshe B'Sina. We'll see in Tosfos. No, I don't want to get to this. This is a little bit Kiddush any way you slice it. I'm still waiting for Rava to tell me, maybe in the second language, maybe the second shot of Rava, oh, I'm not going to do a Shtar Mechira. Don't even talk about it. Shtar Mechira is one zone, Shtar Kiddushin is another zone. Avi, we could talk internally whether Shtar Kiddushin is like Get, that's Veshlokish, and Das Makne, and there's the Get, but the whole conversation is pivoting on Get. Don't bring in Shtar Mechira. That's something totally different. We'll see that in a few moments. I'll answer some questions, but I want you to see that there's a lot of ambiguity in this Gemara. And a simple way to read Halacha Moshe Messina is now you're free from Makash Shavai Letzia, and we don't know what Halacha Moshe Messina is saying, but I'm no longer pivoted only on Get. Yes, Josh?
Isn't it also interesting that he falls back to Halacha Moshe Messina and not like what I would assume Rashi would say like before, that he would learn it out from like Kenyan Seda? Because like remember the question with like Tosfos, like why would you need the Yatzavaisa if you're learning from Kinesetta? So you would think that would maybe be an easier answer.
Well, I'm suggesting that's what Halacha Moshe Messina means. That you're right, basically you're right, it's a Shtar Akna. And you're right, as a Shtar Akna, the woman should write it, or the language should be from the woman. But Halacha Moshe Messina told us to write the language a little bit different. So I feel that could be a minimal way to read Halacha Moshe Messina. Rather than just saying who needs a Lechem Moshe Messina, it's based on get, which I think the second answer may be saying. Avi?
Who are you and Rava accept the hypothesis that it's based on Shtar Zvini?
That's what you think, because his pullback isn't that dramatic.
Right, but he answers the question. He's not asking a question on the question. He's saying, yeah, you're right, but it's a helpless
argument. Right, so you're agreeing with what I just said.
It could still be put on Shtar Zvini,
right. That would be the simple way to read it. But what does Tosfos say? And what's the bigger Chiddush in Tosfos? Answer one or answer two? What's a bigger Chiddush? Both of them are Chiddushim because they want to learn like we're learning, Josh and Avi. What's the bigger Chiddush? Think carefully. What did we mean? Okay. Yeah, what's a big... There's a variable that's even more Mechudash than that. Than the variable you're looking at. What variable does Tosfos change that makes it a tremendous Chiddush?
The Lechem Moshe Messina is talking about the Shtar Mechira.
Okay, that's still Rubin's, what is it talking about, but what does the word hilchasa mean? 99.99999% of the time in Shas, the word hilchasa means what? There is maybe one or two cases in Shas where the word hilchasa does not mean halacha moshe b'sinai. Can anyone think of a case like that?
Here.
What does hilchasa mean here, Josh? One word. Minach. That's called Pandora's box opening up now. Okay. Let me tell you this in stride. First of all, hilchasa doesn't mean halacha moshe, it means minach. Okay. Second of all, here's all these snakes coming out of the Pandora's box. But what's the logical chiddush, not the textual chiddush? There's two chiddush. Normally a sheet that's pivoted is better logically, worse textually, better textually, worse logically. But here there's both. The text isn't the classic reading of the text, and also, Josh?
The fact that the minhag could override,
Or even influence. Why should minhag influence the right shtaros? What is this, Yom Kippur? Minhag to wear a kittel? Minhag to go to Tashlich? I got a couple questions. When can I do Tashlich? Can I do Tashlich on a bowl of water? It's actually... Right, I'm only laughing because it's a minhag. You'll be all right. Please. I'm not saying this because we're old. But... evidently, Rav Lichtenstein did not do tashlich. There's also a minhag not to do tashlich. Anyone know why there's a minhag not to do tashlich? It's actually called Shulchan Aruch. Because it looks like Darchei HaMori. Which Emorim do you know go and throw their sins away to fishes?
Which Emori do you know?
I know many of them. And you know what they are? They're called Christians. And how do you throw your sins to fishes? It's a more modern form of throwing your sins to fishes. Who's the big fish that takes your sins?
You.
The big J. It's called vicarious atonement. We don't believe in it. We don't believe in vicarious atonement. You want your sins to go away, you do tshuva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It didn't want to say, oh, the Christians, it's darche emor. Some people don't do it because darche. It's a minig of Ami souls to do it, and there are many, 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 many other reasons. We go to the water to be Moshech the Melech, to show Malchus Hashem, and we go to water to be Ma'orer Tshuva, Mikael Kamocha, Nosi Avon, V'Orvil Pesha, V'Tashim Tzvil Siyam. But if you really believe that you're throwing your sins so that those little fishies are going to eat them, please, don't do Tashlech. Do Tashlech, please, please. When you reach the level of the big time of Chacham that you start making, oh, I'm doing because I'm Tchoshesh V'Tarchim, all of a sudden you're Tchoshesh V'Tarchim. That's your big chumbah. You should do Tashlech. But if it's a corona world and you can't make it to Tashlech, so don't do Tashlech. It's a minhag. It's not a, your Shana will survive without Tashlech. So it's not like, although again, I help people. People ask me questions because I know that, no, seriously, guys, life is not just halacha. You'll find, if you just think that you can get by on halachic fidelity, you're going to fall very fast. Life is about minhag. Life is about, you know, how the house smells for Shabbos, and the smell of the soup, and the minhagim, and the feel, and those are part of the way you transfer the masara to your children, part of the way you get the masara, part of the way you feel. So tashlich is super important, but not during a corona year if you can. Don't go out of your way to endanger. Anyway, so minhag tells us how to behave on Rosh Hashanah. Minhag tells us, oh, it's my minhag to say b'shamru before zachar. When I say minhag shtar, what does that mean? We're not even going to go there. Don't even think about that unless you want to read Rabbi Chanan and the Dvar of Rama. Minhag for a shtar. I don't even know how to wrap my head around this. Minhag shtar. I just know one thing. Tosfos in France, sometime in the 13th century, went like this. Hilchasa? Hilchasa? I could see it. It was a rainy day in France, a rainy day in Paris. It means minhag. I'm not going to bore into the what causes men right now. That's the very wild. I'll give you my cards. I don't want to. Don't make me worry. What's your question?
That's nothing you're running that cry.
What?
That's
nothing you're running
that
cry? Yeah.
I mean,
Hillside,
like that.
Why? Okay, so get in line. You and Tosis, okay. Tosis is first. What's the first answer of Tosfos, Josh? What's the first? It's a small lechit. Did you see how I'm teaching you how to work your way through a sugya? Analyze the biggest chiddush. Okay, put it over. Let's deal with it more. Okay. Josh, what's the first answer to us? Okay. So now let's start uncorking this. The Hilchasa refers to the language of a shtar mechira that is written by the Mocher. Can you learn anything from that logic about how shtar kedushin works?
Well, that is, yes, the Haisa, it's back to our...
Says you. But from, and maybe me. But from the logic itself, is there anything? Well, if a special halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, that a shtar mechira is written by the Mocher. I mean, what's the most I could say? Again, it's not getting us that far, but what's the most I can say? Hashem told Moshe, by the way, Moshe, I have a big chiddush for you. Shtar Mechira, Mocher writes. What does that sound like a little bit, Avram? Okay, before the question, that, Yonah? The default is...
Right.
I said, by the way, I got a big chiddush. When you write a Shtar Mechira, write it from the Mocher. But that's not so much a shtar kiddushin chiddush. It sounds like it's a default universal chiddush. Systemically, every shtar should be written by the lokech. But shtar mechira, or every transactional shtar, should be written by the lokech. Doesn't really help me get to the core of what a shtar kiddushin is. A little bit, Yonah, maybe, well, shtar kiddushin is part of the default shtar akna, so it seems like in this world of Tosfos, Shtar Kiddushin, it belongs to the world of Shtari Hakna. Typically, Shtari Hakna, who writes them?
The Lokeach.
Except for one exception that Hashem told Moshe at Har Sinai. That's what I would have thought, but until I read Tosfos, now that I read Tosfos, there's more than just that statement, Josh. What does Tosfos say? Now let's read the statement. Had Tosfos just said, oh, by the way, the Hilchos is just about a Shtar Mechira, I would have filled in the blanks. But what does Tosfos say? He says two things. Let's read it carefully. The Shlomar. The Shtar Mecha L'chud Havi Hilchasa. That's one logical statement. If Tosfos would have just written that, I would have given the interpretation that Yonah and Josh helped me bake. Then he says, V'shtar Kiddushin Nafki Miki Yikach Debal Kosvo. Shtar Kiddushin, I learned from Ki Yikach that the Baal writes. What's missing here? What she does is really say, you said it before. Vayelitzia. Where's my Vayelitzia, Rafa? Where's the Vayelitzia? Shtar Kiddushin should look like get in some incarnation, some way. And Shtar Mechira, Hashem told Moshe, should be written by. And then amazingly, now that Tosfos, look at me. At some level, Tosfos is at, oh, Shtar Kiddushin. I got to even put my mask on for this. Shtar Kiddushin, it's in the Makolim. Shtar Kiddushin is in the Makolim. It's out there. Kinika. Shtar Mechira is here. There's a lot of Moshe Mitzrayim. It's totally far off. You can't even hear them. Because Hashem told Moshe and Har Sinai, they're not comparable. What's the next two words in Tosfos? What? Shtar Kiddushin is totally different from Shtar Mechira, because we learn it from Ki Yikach, but it's... Dami Lamecha. I thought you just made space between the two. The Rishash takes out the words Dami Lamecha. I like that. It's like, my head's spinning fast enough so far, Tosa. Don't make it spin again backwards. You've got my head spinning pretty quickly. Now you want to spin it the other way? The whole frame of Tosa is saying they're totally different. If you ask me, this Tosa is basically trying to say, listen, before you read, Shtar Kiddushin is like get, and you learn it from Ki Yikach, and Ki Yikach sounds a little bit like get, and Shtar Mechira, Hashem told Moshe, Har Sinai is different, and This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want, Tosfos. Tosfos is trying to make Rava sound like I would think Rava should say. They're totally different. Not just some minhag Yaakov, they're the same, but the minhag amakum is to write one way or the other. They're totally different. And Tosfos have the dami lamecha, but you know, it's like a mecha. It's just the way they're different. One is lachem, you see that one is. So one thing I can say, I don't know what Rava meant. I have a lot of ideas. I don't know what Rava meant. I know what I want him to say. That's clear. That's okay. What do I want Rava to say, and what may he say in another minute? It's get, and don't talk a shah khira, and they're totally different, and we'll talk about how limited it is to get, and homogeneity, but don't start talking about shah khira. Anything less than that, maybe, Avi and Josh, Rebbe's saying they're pretty much the same, but the differences are technical because of the minhag hamakom. The differences are technical, as Hashem told Moshe at Har Sinai, what a shah khira is, syntactically. I don't want Rebbe to be saying, I want Rebbe to say they're totally different. And that could be what the simple read is. Hilchot Chumash Sinai means it's totally different. Hashem said, Moshe, Shtar Kiddushin is there, Shtar Bechira is in the Makolet, they're totally different, don't compare them, the texts are different. That's not how Tosfos read it, certainly the second reading of Tosfos. And even the first reading is just there's so much happening, it's hard to know what that first reading is. I mean. Avram Klein. In my world, if you just had that statement, because we already have a makor for Shtar Kiddushin, what's it called? We don't need a halacha mishmasina for Shtar Kiddushin. Right, but this is Rava now, and Rava's saying, oh, that comparison doesn't make sense. Nothing to do with each other.
It
could, yes, that's right. That's the way to read Tosfos, exactly. Right. Baal writes the language. Come on, guys. Which pshat in Rava makes me a happy man? Which pshat am I voting for? Which pshat in Rava? Second pshat is, come on. They're totally different. And how do I know they're different? The words. Oh, the words are all interchangeable, they're reversible. Ki yikach ki bired yakiach. And yiknu ki bired yaknu. Yeah, but there's one word that can't be read reversibly. There's one word, when you talk about verbs could be flexed. Me, you, me, yikach, yakiach. What's the other word? Yakna, yukna. Yaknahaz, yaknaz. But nouns are nouns. And there's a noun about Ishtar Mechira with an implication that the noun doesn't apply to Ishtar Kiddushin. What's the noun by Ishtar Mechira? Sefer HaMikneh, I think. So Sefer HaMikneh. See the shift between verbs and nouns? Yaknu, Machar, Yikach, Yakiyach, Yaknu, Yiknu, Yaknu. Sefer HaMikneh. And again, I'm filling in the blank, since it says Sefer Mikneh by Shtar, and it doesn't say Sefer Mikneh by Kiddushin. So by Kiddushin, it's the Kona, the Baal. And again, it's hard to know what Rava meant with this, but at least my clear mind can tell me, I can say that's what the Torah is telling me. Shtar Mechira is in the Makolet. That's one form of process. That's driven by the makna. That's a sefer amikna. And Yirmiyah takes it. Rekach sefer amikna. Lekach takes a sefer amikna. That's driven by the moche. That's out there. And since the Torah never describes Shtar Kiddushin as sefer amikna, and our only Avram, our only pivot for Shtar Kiddushin is get. So totally different. You're right. If I'm looking at words and verbs, I could get a little dicey. Yaknu yikna, yakna yikna, kikach yakiach. But if I just probe the nouns show me that the gap is huge and you can't compare the two. Torah never would use Sefer HaMikneh about a kiddushin. driven by the husband. I would like Rava to be saying this because it's just so obvious. I'm not sure that's what Rava is saying in the first Ikad Amri. But I am sure of one thing, then I'll answer your question, then I'll move to the halach lemaise, but the more concrete. This is clearly the conversation taking place. Now, there are many, many, many... What I've touched over for you today is that once we decide who writes it, is because he's powering the process or he's just writing the language? Is there a correlation between language and between powering the process? Because what we're really asking is, who's writing the language? Is the husband talking or is the wife talking? Is the mocher talking or is the lokeach talking? Bidcha mekudesh, let's say, who's talking? Husband. Sadai mechur lecha, who's talking? Mocher. And the Gemara is questioning why we don't create equality. Is the question how we language the respective shtaros, or the question of language reflects something? This is partially noun versus verb. We just simply don't have the time and resources to go into that. But for now, let's assume that they shadow each other. The question of who's writing really reflects who's powering. And we're saying, well, who powers? But those are two different fronts that we can think about the relationship between. It could be that we'll say that a get is powered, and this shtar condition is powered in one, like a get, and it's written like a shtar mechir. That could be a lechem moshe meisina. But for now, it's just assuming one large question. That's the question that we're, for us, we're taking away. Is a shtar kedushin structured mechanically like a get? Is a shtar kedushin structured mechanically like a shtar hakna? Saying before I answer your question, if I'm saying a little bit differently, is kedushin, when triggered by shtar, basically a kinyan dindi? Or is kedushin, when triggered by shtar, more of an interpersonal crafting of a relationship? We call ishas, let's say. With the assumption today being that a shtar kinyan works as a kinyan, and a get works not like a kinyan. What proves that a get really isn't a kinyan? Balkarch. Get is essentially disbanding the ishas. Get is essentially, and I'll develop this a little bit today. You know what a get really is?
Okay. Isaac, I need you stand up for a moment. It'll be corona proof. Okay, stand up for a moment. Isaac and I are at the end of the line. Okay, turn the door, please. I kicked the woman out of the house. Now that's just undignified. Sit down, that's not nice. So now I kicked the woman out of the house? More dignified. You know what a get is? A get is a pink slip. One day, Josh, you'll be sitting in your fancy schmancy office. Someone will come and give you a pink slip, and I have to read the pink slip. You know what it is. Okay, so you know what the pink slip is. Yellow card. It doesn't say anything in yellow card, but it's symbolic. It shows you out. You're out of the game. Yellow card, pink slip. Sometimes we hand over paper, not because of the text that it carries, but because of the symbolism. When I'm makna, it's the content. You and I are agreeing. When I'm a garish, it's not the content, it's the symbolism of handing over that. Now, of course, if I hand over Shakespeare, I may not. I'm just trying to create polarity for you between a get and a shtar kinyan, because if we're asking how does kedushin work, I want you to see two different models. Is a shtar kedushin basically a kinyan? Or is a shtar kedushin basically building ishus by handing over something that says, I love you? Roses are red, violets are blue, you and me, and I love you too. Something that just conveys love. And I'm going to discuss with you three nafgaminos now. Shtar kedushin after this, that. We already see one, lishma, possibly. Who should write it? The three other nafgaminos in Rishonim, and Acharonim, Rishonim, and Gemaras. But that's clearly Reish Lakish's question according to Rashi. That was Zera bar Marmol, Rafina thought that it was Shtar Hakna. What Rava felt, good luck. What did Rava feel? I mean, good luck there. We showed him, it's just hard to know. Yes, Ephraim, Uri, Avi, Ben Viter, yes.
The difference between Sefer HaKnah, exactly by the way, seems purpose from Vayikach. Mashma that the Kohen is the one taking the Sefer, so the one who wrote it was the Mokhe.
Okay. That may change the way we interpret it. That's the way Rashi reads it.
It just seems to chat. Okay.
But
if you read it like that, then you just go by the Kiyah.
Right, it's 2 verse 1 then.
Okay.
Rather than Mr. Rumpel.
Oh, yeah. Now, what you're basically saying, part of which thing is, do we learn it from this, or that teaches us how to read Yiknu? That's also part of that. That's also, is it a Gilei Milsa, how to read Yiknu, do we read Yaknu, Yiknu, or we learn it from Bekach, Sefer, Amai, and Mikne? Uri?
This is also something in whether or not the Bakli is holding like the Havim of the Yerushalmi.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Avi?
Could you say in Tosfos that he's using the Rosh for the Pshat, that although it's not like the Shtar Zvini, like it's not completely comparable to a Shtar Zvini, there are a lot of dinim of Kenyan in a Shtar Zvini, and therefore you could keep in the words the Dami Mefer, because you're saying that it's not that it's completely dissimilar to Mefer, it's that it's closer to Mefer.
And then you have to not quantify, but qualify in what area is like a Shtar Mefer. That's the next layer to the sugya.
Right.
We all would like a world in which we could break down Shtar Mechar into different components, efficacy, language, how it triggers, break down get into multiple components, and the Shtar Kiddushin would be, starts with F?
A fusion.
Good. Ends with Ankenstein? It would be an Ushin Ankenstein. It would be, well, in this respect, it's like a Shtar Mechar, in this respect, it's like a Shtar. That's above our pay grade right now. And that would be the way to solve Tosis. That would be the way to start to break down, deconstruct Shtar Mechu into components, deconstruct Shtar Gittin components, and in this respect, in that respect, and then fit it back into the words. And that's why we're just like hitting with a dumb hammer now. We're just like making these major. But it's clear that this is what's being discussed. Okay, what's the primary nafkamina, the big chiddush of the Gemara and Gittin daf chaf and aleph? You can write a get on. You can't write a get on Karika, but you can write a get on Isuri Hana. What's the big chiddush that you can write a get on Isuri Hana? Even though Isuri Hana, why don't they work for Mammon? Because you can't own Isuri Hana. Stop, think. What does that tell you about Bailus if you can't own Isuri Hana, according to Moshe Shonim? Bailus in Halacha is defined not as ah, but as ah. Avram.
What was
it mean, though? Well, whoa. Come on, stay on track. Bailus in Halacha is not defined in, I'll help you, absolute terms. Okay, come on. It's defined as, in order to be a Baal, you need? Say it in English. Utility. If you can't use something, you don't own it. Communism is alive and well. You don't own things. Well, I own it. It's my surrender. But you can't use it. If you can't use it, then do you really own it? And the reverse would also be true. If I can use it, maybe I own it. Even though I don't own it. What do we call someone who could use it even though they don't own it? Baro. What do we call a baro in Hebrew?
Shaul.
Maybe a Shaul has Kinyan. It's the flipped logic. You see the flipped logic? Shaul and Isuri Hana are cousins. They share the same DNA, but like, you know, you look at your cousin, you get the same DNA, but like it's inverted. Right? You look like me, but you don't look like me. You're sitting at the table on Pesach and you're looking at your cousin. You have the same DNA, but like I'm a redhead and you're like big dog, but I feel like you're my cousin. You have that in Lamdas also. Reverse nafkaminas, I call them. One is X and not Y, one is Y and not X. Ownership without utility, utility without classic ownership. Ownership without utility is Shoah, is by Sirena. Utility without classic ownership is a Shoah. In my dreams, I'm going to write a Sefer and list hundreds of these, and I call them hafachba ve'hafachba. Of course, I need time for this, and I don't have time, but at least I get the Shema. It's one of the safer I wanted to write. Reverse nafkaminas. Migo that is X and not Y, and Migo that's Y and not X. what's at the core? This is not Pashas, but at least the Ketzos assumes that you can't own Yisirina. You can't be Machne Yisirina. If you can't be Machne Yisirina, then what is that show about a get? If you can't be Machne Yisirina, and you can write a get on Yisirina, hence, Kitten is not Hakna. You don't have to transfer ownership of the get to your wife. Why don't you have to transfer ownership of the get to your wife, Isaac? Because a get is not hakna. A get is.
Simoli, kick me out the door. Planchette, pink slip, yellow card. You're not transferring legal ownership of this contract to you. My lawyers, your lawyers, your.
What's the deal about, like, having her actually, about the other?
Nisia, not Hakna.
Come on, you learn Gittin. Come on, Joey, what's a raya that there's no kinyan? I'll say it again. Stack up the rayas. A, Yisirina. B, what's a raya that a get isn't Hakna? Balakar. No, it's like staring you in the face. Of course it's not Hakna. Because how could there be Hakna Bal Korcha? Says the Ksos. Says the Ksos. I'm not sure I agree. I don't mean me, like Reb Chaim. A lot of people. This is like the question again. Is it get, do you have to be mocking the get? Or just be nice in the get? What's the Lashon HaTorah? V'kasev lo sefer krisos? Nasin b'yad. In fact, who asked me the question, Jai? That could be why the standards of receiving a get may be even higher than the standards of Hakna. Anyone ever attend a get? Anyone see how we give a get?
Yeah. Two hands.
And you can kick it up.
And what do we do to the get? Fold it. Why do we fold it? It should be totally within the hand. Now, if I pick up a Rashba, it doesn't mean it's called a Kinyan Agba, as far as I know. I have to hold it within my hand. Because get, we don't just need Kinyan, we need
Nesina.
Nesina has to be totally biyad. So the lack of Kinyan may be Machmir on us, because we do a Nesina, as you'll see in a moment. What about something you can't do a Nesina for? So now the Avdei Miluim wants to know, well, what about Ishtar Kiddushin? Can you write Ishtar Kiddushin on Yisiri Hana? Come on. What could be more romantic than writing a shtar on Basar B'Chalaf? Marrying your wife, this is, I expect you to keep a kosher kitchen, and just to emphasize that, I'm the cottage with Basar B'Chalaf. Hey, Rafi's already planning it. Okay, let's see. Bring a cheeseburger to the wedding.
How do you write a
star
on How do you write?
Joey, I've taught this sigya hundreds of times. You're the first person to ask that question.
No, you can create it. I'm sure you'll find a way.
If it's
yes, then yes. Asherah! Take off some Asherah wood. You write on Asherah wood. I'm being mechaper on Am Yisrael, betraying Hashem with Asherah. My marriage is going to be a kapara.
The simplest way to say it, just like take a piece of paper from an ear and a dot.
Okay, so that's simple. Especially since it never happened, but it's a fictional world.
Like you write the star, then you serve it for a bazaar.
Okay, so who discussed this question, aside from the Avdei Miluim? Which text? We're not going to say that. It's a giveaway. Yishalmi. Yishalmi. Let's see the Yishalmi. Where's the Yishalmi? I need to give you Yishalmi? Oh, here it is. On the page. Kasval davashu asarana. The Yishalmi is not clear whether you can write a get. Okay. Machlokis. Megoreshes. Any Megoreshes. Rav Zeira says, have your button pligin line of material mandiam any mukadesh any mugresh, mandiam mukadesh mugresh, the kiddushin is just like Gerish and the queen Dezira. Chavrayim, Chavrayim is like the Rabban, Tanar Rabban, and Chavrayim said, Lechumrin, Rabbi Yossi bar Yimai Lechumrin, Eina mukadesh, Migureshes Haini Lechumrin. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. that you can write a get on Isirana, Migureshes, but you can't write a Shtar Kiddushin on Isirana, Eina Mikudeshes. This is how the Avdei Milum passes. So let's go through our reps. You can write a get on Isirana because Gerushin does not need Hakna. But you can't write a Shtar Kiddushin on Isirana because Shtar Kiddushin, according to the Avdei Milum, is Hakna, because Shtar Kiddushin is a form of Hakna, possibly more modeled on a Shtar. Again, Boaz, we're throwing out separate questions. One is how does it work? Do you need an Hakna? One is how do you write it? But assuming how you write it is how it works, the Ramah, I sent you the Ramah on the WhatsApp. The Ramah is not clear. Ramah is a suffix, whether maybe it still works, a Shtar Kiddushin. Someone writes a Shtar Kiddushin and says, no, we're Machmir to require a get. Because maybe we disagree with the Avdei Milum, maybe we disagree with the Yerushalmi, maybe it works in Kiddushin just like it works in Gittin. What about the opposite way? What about saying that get, because it's not a Kinyan and because you need a real physical Messina, not that you have a kulas, you can write it in a Sirena, even though there's no king because you have a Nesina, but because I need a Nesina, I can't write a get on something that doesn't enable a Nesina. What doesn't enable a Nesina? Over the Karaka. So Gemara and Gittin on Daf Tesem and Beis says, why doesn't the Mishnah on Daf Tesem and Aleph list all the ways that a get is similar to a Shechur Avadim? So what about Mechubar? Why doesn't the Gemara say that just like you can't write a get on Mechubar, you can't write a Shechur Avadim? It says, well, anything that applies also to Kiddushin, the Brayis is not listing. It's just special halachos that apply just to get in Shtar Shechur. Rashi says on Daf Yud that, again, this is Rashi's way of reading the Gemara, that just like you can't write a get on Mechubar Lekarka because there's no Nesina, or at least presumably because of the Nesina. Similarly, you can't write a Shtar Kiddushin on a Mechubar. That's the way Rashi uses it. Who argues with Rashi?
The Rashba.
The Tshuva is not so sure. Actually, the Rashba is true. We haven't had a chance to read a Tshuva. It's a Rashba. How many Tshuvas is the Rashba, right? About close to 8,000. It's amazing. Probably one of the most prolific Rishonim. Prodigious authorship. What did the Rashba write? Let's go through them. Kiddushin. Torah Sabayis, which is what? Torah Sabayis is a Shulchan Aruch on laws of the house. Nida, Kashrus, Mikvah, Taharas. The Ra'ah, his colleague, wrote Ha'aras. What are the Ha'aras that the Ra'ah wrote against it? Think of the Rashi as one of the first Shulchan Aruchs. And the first time someone said, I'm going to write it, one of the first topicals for him. Instead of people having to read the Chulin and Nida to learn the Halacha, I'll just write one art school book for everyone that needs to know. It's basically like art school. You knew everyone knew Torah so well, you just open up Torah's advice. And today it's been hours and hours correcting him what the Rashba means. The Ra'ah wrote Ha'aras against the Rashba. What do you call them? Bedek Abayis. The Rashba wrote his defense to the Ra'ah's Bedek Abayis. What do you call it? Mishmeres Abayis. Okay, I'll get you. Get your list. So the Rashba wrote Chidushim, he wrote Teres Abayis, what else? Tshuvas. What else?
Piskechala.
Agarita.
Even a
Avodas. Akodesh, he wrote that on Dine Yamtif. What else? He wrote a Sefer on Kabbalah. Taras Achatas, Taras Hashem, Sifra Mon Kabbalah. What did he not write? Philosophy. He was part of the Chayram on learning philosophy. Didn't want people learning philosophy. Big, big controversy of the 13th, 14th century. Okay. So the Rashba and the Tshuva, Chelek Al, this is just the 600th Tshuva of the first of eight Chalakim. Pretty impressive. First of eight Chalakim, the average, some of them go up to thousands, 1,500. So this is the 600th Tshuva of the first Chalak. Heshivot Shtar Kiddushin Kashiv in Mechubar, against Rashi. Didavka beget paslin amishim dekasav v'nasan. Shalmi pasels a get on Karka, not because of v'nasan, not because of the activity, because of the essence. It can't be called a sefer if it's written. He quotes the Tosefta. I mean, the Tosefta says you can't write a Shtar Kiddushin on Yerni Dachas, but it's Azerbana. Disagreeing with the Rambam Safek. But you can write on Yoni Dachas even though it's Mechubra. There's no problem with Mechubra if you write it on the actual Jari, on the actual Jari, on the actual road of Yoni Dachas. You can write Ishtar Kedushin if it wouldn't be in Yoni Dachas. You can write Ishtar Kedushin in Mechubra.
Where does it say you can't write
on Yoni Dachas? The Tosefta. But I gave it the Tosefta.
Is it writing?
Yes. I think.
The Tosefta seems to say you're using it like Hasset, no?
Let's go to the Tosefta. Okay, right. He's talking about Kesef, but he feels that if there would be a Mechubra problem, it would definitely apply to Kesef also. That's where the Ron separates the two.
But that's probably Sobhya Khan's earlier opinion that fundamentally they're all the same. Yeah.
Could be.
I don't think any other Rishon, or any other Rishon might disagree with that.
If any of you really want to really test your Kiddushin skills to this point, go through that first Ron about Kesef and Karka, and then go through it. There's a two-page Rabbi Chanan on that Ron. But you really have to know your Kiddushin well to make it through that obstacle course. So far we have two questions about Shtar Kiddushin being similar or different from Get. And they were both surrounding the same issue. A, can you write it in Isur HaNah? Do you need Hakna by Shtar Kiddushin? Or do you not need Hakna by Shtar Kiddushin? Just like you don't need Hakna by Get because Get presumably is dismantling the Ishus by kicking the woman out of the house with a symbolic but dignified act of discharge as opposed to legal Hakna. But since it is a symbolic act, Jeremy, you got to do the act. You can't give karka. That's legal. I sit there, you own my karka in Bahrain, you own my karka in Oman, then, but if I have to give her a pink slip, I got to give it to her. I can't give her a karka. The third issue is, can you write a shtar kiddushin without Aiden? Now, this is very, 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 very involved, but it just provides the clarity that I'm looking. The more legal a shtar is, like shtar hakna, the more it's obvious you need. The more symbolic a shtar is, like you, the less obvious it is that you need. Aiden. What is an example where you can, well, you can't write a get without Aiden, but what can you write? If the get is written, Savyada. Which Mishnah says this?
The wise one getting.
Shlosha Gittin Psilinim. There are three Gittin that are Pasal Midrabanim, Makasha Minatara. Which Mishnah? Which Daffin Gittin?
I don't know what
Daff
is actually on.
Pevav.
Yeah, it's on Pevav, but it comes up
when they quote on
the whole
thing. Right. Yeah. So, Kasav Bichsav Yadav Enel of Eidim. A get that's written in the handwriting of the Baal without Eidim is Kasher. Now, long story short, a large part of that is because a get isn't contractual, isn't legal, isn't Eidim based, it's the Baal speaking to the wife. Get out of my house. It's a dignified way of saying get out. So the two ways for the Baal to speak to the wife. Either have someone write it up and have the Adam sign it, or have the Baal write it in his own handwriting. It's even better in theory than it's possible. Let me draw a bottom because of what may happen. So what about a shtar kiddushin b'ksav yad habal without Adam? Can you jot down and say marry me on a piece of paper without having Adam sign it if you want to use a shtar? I don't know, Mara doesn't talk about it. Ruvi Yosef has its suffix. Ruvi Yosef in Yavamos and Laman Aleph has 2 days. The Avne Miluim says, no, you can't. And they have to be careful. And the Avne Miluim makes a difference between Ksav Yado by Gittin, which works, and Ksav Yado by Kiddushin, which doesn't work. It's not because necessarily they're fundamentally different. But anyone see the Avne Miluim? Why does Ksav Yado work by Get Minatara and it may not work by Kiddushin going to one side of Ruvi Yosef? Let's read it together. It's on your page. Just to be able to. More. B'nichu Yosef Perak Dalet Achin. Perak Dalet Achin is Yivamas. Hey, if it's that machlokas, me and Rian, the Chshein, the Chsav Yad, the Chsav Yad, Kasher Beget, who are dim Bekidushin, or Dafke Beget Galikra, the Kasav La, of a Kidushin, Yeshlomar, Ein Dav Shabir, Bachs Mishnaim, Ein Sham. That's the name of Yosef, Joey. What's the Svar? Velo is Barer. So the Miriam doesn't like this chilek potentially. Why? The habikidushin yalem shtar eris and miget iska shavayiliyatsia. He's a vayiliyatsia man. Who says? Maybe vayiliyatsia is just the Torah winking at us and saying just like you could use a document, forget use document. Habikidushin is more like hakna. Evidently, the Avne Miluim was havai. I would love to ask Avne Miluim how he learned Rava. I would love to ask him that question. You're such a Avayi Leitzim, so how did you learn Rava? How's your letter of Vina? Zera bar Mamel. What am I doing? I know the answer is not. I'm just being theatrical. So his chilek is v'efsher d'davka begerish and sagi b'chzav yadim mishim d'baal l'chudei sagi v'nosin afilu b'karchach. Mishim hachik eshikosi b'chzav yadu havelei kishnayim. Olo b'kidushin d'lab b'didei l'chud. Just if you want to keep score, he says the reason k'chzav yadu works is because it's hodas baldin. Hodas baldin in halacha is? So when the baal writes in his own handwriting, it's like he's being moda. So if he's being moda, when you write a get in your own handwriting, it's like you have edim. But that only works by get, because in get, the baal is the baal din. In kiddushin, who's the baal din? They're both the baal din. It's just because, oh, you wrote in your handwriting, you're not the baal din. We don't have a das baal din here. So it's a technical difference, but not that they work differently. Just there's a baal din by get that can just put his signature, and that becomes like edim. Whereas by kiddushin, you need real edim, because they're two different baal edim. There's a hodas baal din. You're not so sacred. That's his chilek. Yes, Shai?
We spoke about even though it's a symbolic transaction, it's still the edim to show that it's not, you know, something
okay.
That's funny that's happening. Can we do the same thing over here?
No. You're the act of chalipin is symbolic. It may need edim to attend it to lend it more credibility, because it's just this theoretical action. Okay? Now we're using the word symbolism differently. Not the same way that it's symbolism without an action. We're using symbolism, take out the word symbolism, communication rather than contractual transfer. Communication, you may not need it. Okay? So be careful. I'm using symbolism in different contexts in different ways. So don't borrow from place to place. Okay. Let's stop here. Mirtz Hashem, the end of the week. We will then transition to Rifuna. Okay, so now just to give us a sense, we're on Daf Hayim and Aleph. We just Dalet Amud Beis. We learned through Kiddush Ebia. Again, we saw Chalipin on Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Beis. Gimel Amud Beis. We learned Kiddush Ebito last week. We skipped Dalet Amud Aleph. That's about Islandis. Interesting ideas, but Not fully or even marginally related to Kiddush. Just comes up based on Limudim. Dalet Amud Beis, we saw Kiddush Ebia. That was the shiur right before Rosh Hashanah. Kiddush Ebito, and then Kiddush Ebia. Hayim and Aleph, we looked at Shtar. It's where the Gemara learns out Shtar. En Kategor Nasa Sanegar. And we leapfrog to Daf Tes to see the conversation there. So now we are on Daf Hayim and Aleph. On Daf Hayim and Aleph, Rav Huna has a Chiddush. We're going to discuss Rufunas Chiddush, which I'll outline in a moment. And then we're going to stop. And then at Yom Kippur, we're going to start Hamad Beis, and then we're going to learn Hamad Beis, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, line by line. So no more jumping around, because then it becomes much, 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 much more grounded. Here was a lot of Limudim. Remember, Limudim are much, much, much less grounded. Anyone learn Bava Kama in high school?
Which part of it?
First part. The whole first five blot are all Limudim. The Limudim are very, very theoretical. When you get to halachos, can you be Mekadosh this way, that way, that way, that way? And now we're going to go line by line. So I don't want you to think I'm just popping around. Stam, we saw a survey of Kiddushin. Kesef, Bia, Shtar, Chalipin, Shava Kesef, Das Haisha, something I'll talk about in a moment, Kiddush Ebito, because all these Limudim were thrown into this big blender. But now we're going to then focus on Kesef and go line by line, Rishon by Rishon, Rajba, Ridva, Rambat. Rav Huna has a big chiddush. You can use the trigger of Nisuin for the trigger of Kiddush. What do we call the trigger of Nisuin? Chuppah. Now, chuppah for us means the symbolic house, Shai, that we enter. But chuppah for Rav Huna meant that stage of Nisuin. One way to do it is through chuppah. We'll see there are other ways. So what we have to do first is understand what Nisuin is. Once we get to the core of how Nisuin works, then we'll see, can its trigger be exported to Kiddushin? We pretty much know how Kiddushin works, or at least we have talking points. We have no clue about Nisuin, because every time you mention it, I shut you down. So now we'll think a little bit about Nisuin. Chuppah, in all of its varieties, whether it's A, B, or C, whatever chuppah means, triggers Nisuin. Can I borrow chuppah from a Nisuin trigger and plant it into a Kiddushin trigger? Okay, I haven't said anything, but that's the logic. That's the way to process it. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We'll take a little quick glance at Nisuin. We'll think about different ways to affect Nisuin. And we'll see what was Avuna telling us about either Nisuin or Kiddushin or both by allowing a trigger for Nisuin to jumpstart Kiddushin. That will start tomorrow. We'll have two Shiurim, Mirat Hashem, Thursday morning and Friday morning. Friday morning Shiur will be at 7 o'clock in the morning. Because Mirat Hashem, Friday morning, we'll daven Slichos and Vatikin on the back porch. Just our Shiur. That's a little chance to do something a little different. You can sleep the whole Friday on the back porch. Get to see some sunrise. Basically, we have to start at like 5:20, 5:25 slichas. 6 o'clock davening, 6:20 is Nate's. And then 7 o'clock, I get a little breakfast. Shiur will be 7:30. And then go to sleep all day, okay? It's just nice. I want to do a little different. You'll see the sunrise is beautiful. You can see the whole gorge. We're trying to, it's hard. You're in small spaces, and this is a big yeshiva in big spaces. I want to give you a little bit of big. On Erev Yom Kippur. And I have ordered special breakfast for you. Fresh rolls and bags of chocolate milk. Known in Israel as, you don't know what it's called in Israel? Shaka lachmania. So again, a little Israeli morning. Hopefully I'll bake some cake also, have a nice little breakfast, and on the back porch we'll have a quick shiur and chuppah. Yes, Didi.
We just have a late night mishnah shiur at like 3 a.m.
You can, I can. I will do a mishnah with you, but not these days. It's too much happening. I'm running to be dude my hotel in my house. I got a son-in-law now and my daughters. I got a lot going on. Okay, we'll stop here.